Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, thanks for being on the podcast today. As we dive in today, I want to remind you about a new podcast that we're offering as well called The Weekday Meditation. So it has its own webpage, weekdaymeditation.com, and you'll be able to subscribe to it separately so that you can have meditations delivered to your app, to your device every single day. Well, today as we dive in, I'm reminded of a prayer that I taught on about a year ago here at Sugar Hill Church. It's what I call a courageous prayer. It's a big, bold prayer that King David prayed that I think every single one of us ought to consider praying. Here's why I think this is such a courageous prayer. In this prayer, David opens up his life and says, God, look inside of me. You've got all of me. There's something powerful about that kind of prayer. This prayer comes from Psalm 139. Let me read it to you. It's verses 23 and 24. David says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is a courageous prayer that has essentially four parts to it. Part one is, God, would you examine my heart? This is a big prayer for us to pray as we start each day. God, would you look inside my heart and see what's going on inside of me? The easy thing for us to do is to assume that our hearts are pure. It's easy for us to assume that our motives are clean. But here's what David knows about himself. He knows that his heart can trick him. And that's true of us as well. In fact, Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and it's beyond cure. Who can understand it? And so this part of the prayer, part one, to say, God, would you examine my heart, is so helpful. The second piece of that prayer is to eliminate my fear. God, would you eliminate my fear? He calls it in this prayer, anxious thoughts. Well, what we discover throughout Scripture is that there's a lot of things that we could worry about, but usually the area that we worry the most is the area that we're actually trusting God the least. Now, let me say that again. The area that we worry the most shows where we trust God the least. And so sometimes people are scared to death about their marriage working out, or the bills that are coming in, or how do I keep my children safe? There's all these areas that cause us to worry. And so David's like, God, instead of worrying, I'm going to trust you. So part one, examine my heart. Part two, eliminate my fear. Part three of this prayer is expose my sin. He says in verse 24, see if there's any offensive way in me. He's saying, God, is there anything underneath the surface of my life? Because human nature is where we tend to accuse other people while we excuse ourselves. In other words, we point out everybody else's sin and we ignore our own and we ignore the cancer of sin that's eating away our lives. And so David says, God, would you expose that? Would you show me what is underneath the surface? And then the last part of this, he says, would you establish my path? He says, would you lead me into the way everlasting? David realizes he could go a lot of directions with his life, but instead of figuring it out himself, he decides, you know what, here's what I'm going to do. There's a God that loves me, that created me, and he knows what's best for my life. And so I'm just going to surrender my future, surrender my life, and say, God, you can direct my paths. And so today, I want to encourage you, would you consider praying this big, bold, courageous prayer today? That God, would you examine my heart? God, would you eliminate my fear? God, would you expose my sin? And God, would you establish my path? Because I guarantee you, when you pray that kind of prayer, God answers that specific of a prayer with a specific result. And I'll be praying for you as you do that today. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Again, swing by the website, weekdaymeditation.com, where you'll find Pastor Chuck's meditation for the day that's so, so helpful, where you're able to build gratitude and thankfulness into your day. Have a good one.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.